An ice avalanche killed a climber near the Ruth Gorge in the Alaska Range early Thursday morning. It's the first climbing death of the season. Those involved in the accident and those that climb on the Ruth Glacier are on a regular basis are examining the event and wonder what could have been done differently. KTNA's Sue Dio has more.
The Alaska Range has had its first death of the climbing season. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning when a large serac, a column of ice, let loose high above a camp near the Moose's Tooth in the Alaska Range. The 10,300-foot-tall Moose's Tooth is one of the most popular climbing areas near the Ruth Gorge. Two separate climbing parties, both guided by professionals, were camped overnight to the south on a glacier landing strip called the Root Canal. Colby Coombs is a climber, guide, and owner of Alaska Mountaineering School and describes what he has been told was a disastrous event.
Yeah, it was very violent and, you know, scary. These guys are planning on climbing in a couple hours. They're getting shut-eye. And they all talked about hearing a big crack, boom, and literally 10 seconds later, it was completely out of control.
Todd Rutledge owns Mountain Trip, the Colorado-based professional guiding company. He echoes what Coombs says.
It sounded like the tent was lifted up and the floor blown out of the tent, and the climbers shot out through the floor and then just covered in snow. And I know at least one climber lost a boot or two, and they spent the rest of the night with very minimal supplies and gear.
Coombs explains that the avalanche wasn't the kind that most people in general are familiar with.
This was a serac fall avalanche. It's as similar as like an iceberg peeling off into the water, except it's a glacier that's on a steep, rocky face up in the mountains. And when the chunks of ice are released, there's no telling where they're going to go. They can bounce in completely opposite directions than a normal slab avalanche where there's a debris path and it flows out in front. It's pretty predictable where a slab's going to end up.
The Alaska Earthquake Information Center reported a very small earthquake, magnitude 1.96, along the Alaska Range, a few miles to the west of the Ruth Glacier at 12:58 a.m., just a minute or two before the event. A 911 satellite phone call was made as soon as the climbers unburied themselves and found one of their fellow climbers was severely injured. Helicopters were unable to launch in the dark, but everything was prepared for daybreak. Rutledge says the focus switched completely to the only injured party in the two groups.
Once it was determined that there was one primary injury amongst the group, the focus became on doing everything possible to help him.
It was during the flight that rescuers determined the climber had died from his injuries. The medics on the Aeromed helicopter confirmed the death when the two helicopters met at the staging location. The other climbers were flown off the mountain and back to Talkeetna. In Talkeetna, I'm Sue Dio.